Good afternoon. Thank you for our worship team. I learned in the United States for 3 years, almost about 20 years ago. But Jesus, His wonderful name, was the old song, and I still remember that when I was in Los Angeles, we sang that song many times. You know, we did not have hill songs that time. But we had Vineyard Church and some other big churches in Los Angeles, but not so many contemporary types of music at that time. But I love that song. Thank you for coming. I don't know when I preached last time in English service. Maybe a couple of weeks, month ago. Thank you that prayed for me. Some of you know that I was in Tohoku area about 2 weeks ago as a school counselor. I was sent by government to take care of the teachers and students, two small junior high school in Iwate Prefecture. The area was damaged by tsunami. The town I went, there are four elementary schools, but four schools were damaged by tsunami, so they cannot use that school anymore. Fortunately, no students or some were injured but not died. They did not dead, but they do not have their school anymore. So they go to the next rent. They share the room of small school of next town. So the school is not big enough, but now the five elementary schools do their school at one small school. So one school uses a gymnasium, they use the partition to divide six units or school six space, and they do their classes. You know, so if you go to the gymnasium, you can hear the many different teachers' voice. But they learned, and when they want to do some activities, the school ground is not big enough, so they go that way, and it's so packed. The teachers are so stressed, and of course students are stressed, but they want to rebuild their own town, so they learned and they do what they could do. And I went to one junior high school. The junior high school was damaged by tsunami, and so but unfortunately three students were dead by tsunami. So I went to one class. There is a desk, the flower on the desk, an empty desk. It shows that students were dead by tsunami. But the teacher asked me, when I should take up that flower and take up that desk, for how long? We should keep that desk, empty desk, to remember the student. So I could not have clear answer to that question. So I said to the teacher him, why don't you do some ceremony, you know, to say goodbye to her, and that time we, you know, you like each of the students have one flower and give it to the desk and say goodbye to her, and that time take out the flower anymore. And he, I don't know, he agreed with that idea, and he'll do maybe in 1 month, you know, before the summer vacation. So the people are hurt, you know, especially psychologically, you know. But they, half of the students' houses are gone. Half of them. So they are waiting for a temporary houses. So they make the temporary house on the school ground, you know. So they do the school on in the building, and the students, some students go home right in front of the school. You know, they live in a temporary house for maybe a year or 2 years. They don't know how. But the problem is they lost the most of the areas they worked. You know, the companies are close to the ocean, so they lost their jobs. Most of hospitals are gone, you know, and you know, important facilities are close to the ocean, so the coast. So please pray for that area. Of course, I know you're praying for the people in Tohoku area, but we need wisdom, you know, how to rebuild the towns and how to heal their psychological injury, or, you know, how to cheer them up. Of course, we need money. They need money. But I think the most important thing is we need love. You know, so show your love through any kind of thing you could. That love could cheer them up to rebuild their own town and restart their lives. Maybe I'll go that area this fall, I think, and then I'll let you know. This afternoon, I'd like to read one of the famous story, John chapter 13. As some of you know, in Japanese service, I preach this year the series of discipleship. So Jesus ordered the disciples when he went back to heaven, Matthew verse chapter 28, go spread the gospels. No, he said make disciples. You know, he did not order us make believers. No, he said make disciples. So we are not believers, but disciples. So the disciples means what? Do you have a clear answer? Are you disciples of Jesus Christ? Or just believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior? Of course we believe in Jesus Christ as a Savior, but we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. Disciples are what? Make new disciples. You know, that's the job. That's the first thing we have to do as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Go out and make disciples. Disciples, go out and other disciples. Disciples, make another disciples. We are the one? Somebody's disciples. No, Jesus' disciples, of course. So, this afternoon I'd like to read the famous story and, you know, of how the disciples should be. And how Jesus showed the model of his disciples. Chapter 13, verse 1. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judah Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from his meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Amen. And wonderful story. I think we have to read this story every morning before we start the day, right? If we read this story every morning before we start the day, maybe our day will be different. Right? What do you think? Yeah? Amen? Yeah. So impact, you know, so energetic story. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, about to go to Calvary. You know, he knew the time had come. He knew he has only a few hours to spend with disciples. He knew he will go to the cross. He will die. The most important job will come. What do you think if you you have presentation or you have interview or something important, customer will come, what do you feel? You know, you must be irritated or, you know, do you have any, if your wife or your friend will say, "Would you help me?" No, I'm so busy. You know, my presentation will come, my interview will come. You know, I have to do something very important. I have no time. Please, do not irritate me. Do you know how my job is important? You do not know. That's why you said so. that I am. You know, I'm kind of a little bit irritated, especially Sunday morning. Why? Because I preach, right? So I want to maybe explain what I do before Sunday morning. I have routine. Maybe I wake up 5:30 or 6 and come up to this place and pray. Then I go down in my room and read the whole sermon outline and pray a little bit again and go back to my home and make a coffee, fresh coffee, and have a break and drink coffee. And if my wife asks me something in that time, you know, I say, no, please, later. So my wife knows that she does not ask me anymore, anything, before I preach. You know, because I am kind of stressed because I do what I have to do. The most important job will come. But Jesus, He will do the job, the most important job I've ever had, the whole human being had, you know. But, and also the Bible said Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under His power and that He had come from God and was returning to God. He has all power, come from God and return to God, and almost His assignment fulfilled. And what He did? He cleansed His disciples' feet. I cannot understand. The meal was ready. But before they eat that meal, that is the important, the most important meal for Jesus, for the disciples, right? The Last Supper is ready. So if I are Jesus, you know, please come, seat, let's eat. But Jesus saw disciples' feet are dirty. His disciples are not, sophisticated people. Most of them are the fishermen, and they don't care their feet. But Jesus wanted their feet clean, you know, because their feet are dirty? No. Of course, the feet are dirty, but the reason why He cleansed His disciples' feet was He wanted to something good for the disciples. He wants to show their love, what the Bible said. Having loved His own who were in the world, He now showed them the full extent of His love. He wants to show His love even before, just before His final job. He knew the time comes. He has only a little bit of time with disciples. So He wants to show His love. So He thought, with this time, just a little bit, maybe, do you know how long He took the time to wash the disciples' feet? 10 minutes, 15, 20? Less than that? 10 minutes maybe? 5 minutes? I don't know. Maybe we should do. Maybe 10 minutes or so, right? That's the time He only had. He wants to show the full extent of his love and wash the disciples' feet. He washed the disciples' feet not because their feet are dirty. Of course they are, right? But he wants to show the love. This is important. Love has to be showed. Love has to be acted. Love is not inside. Love is outside. Love has to be acted. I love you, but I do not do anything for you. It's not love. Love has to be shown, like Jesus did. Even 10 minutes, only 10 minutes last time, before the most important job, he wants to show the love. Why? Because that is the purpose Jesus became this world. He wants to show the love. Of course, he showed the love on the cross. Of course, he showed the love to the people who were possessed by demons. He showed the love to disciples, his family. So when he is awake, maybe when he was sleeping, he was always thinking, how to show my love to this people? That's why in this crucial moment, he showed his love. How? Wash the disciples' feet. But please read carefully. One disciple, Judas Iscariot, was ready to betray his master. Jesus knew that. Jesus knew one of his disciples betray him. But he wants to show love. Only 10 minutes left, but he wants to show love. You know, this is the story we have to learn more and more and more. Verse 4, so he got up from the meal. But read before, verse 3 said, Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and returned to God. Come from God and return from God, return to God. So he's the king. He's the God. He's the king. So his feet were washed by the disciples, right? Because he's the king. But the Bible says, so he got up from the meal. Why? That's totally wrong. So his disciples stood up and washed his feet because he is from God and go back to the God. But this is the true story. So the first word, so, verse 4, does not mean correct, you know. He has the all things under his power, and he had come from God and returned to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing. Oh. Maybe we should say, although or however, right? However, he got up from the meal. But the translation is right. The Greek said so. Because he comes from God to show his love and return to the Lord. in this short extent, this time, Jesus came to show his love was full extent, so he got up. So he got up from the meal. Everyone sat. Jesus stood up and took off his outer clothing because he wants to do something better. He thought that with the outer clothing, he cannot wash his disciples' feet better. So he took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist. He put the towel up because he has to dry the feet. And after that, he poured water into a basin. He goes the dining. The basin was there, so he took the water and put some bowl, something to wash. But do you know this job, wash the feet, is done for by slaves, not the ordinary people. Of course, the master never did this. But Jesus Christ, the God, Son of God, why? But he's not, you know, the he how can I say? Jesus is not the one who should not do this. You know. But Jesus did. Wrapped the towel around his and poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. One by one. And he came to Simon Peter, so he washed from maybe John or Matthew or other disciples, and Peter. And Peter said, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus said, "Yes, you do not realize now what I'm doing." Peter said, "No, don't wash my feet. Never wash my feet." Jesus said, "Unless I wash you, you have not part with me." What this means? What you are not part with me. Jesus did not say, if I do not wash your feet, you are not my disciples. Jesus said, if I do not wash your feet, you are not part with me. So this shows the people I show my love is part of me. You know? Because the people who love Jesus is the part of Jesus Christ. The part of his body. If we reject his love, we cannot be the part of his body himself. So if we accept his love, we are part of Jesus Christ. Amen. Every single one of you, we just receive his love. That's what we can do. That's what only thing we can do. We say yes to Jesus. Thank you for your love. We accept your love. Your love through your cross. Through your blood. Through your wounded body. We accept your love. That's the only thing we can do. And Jesus said, okay, you are part of me. Amen. Amen. But Simon Peter, He's a wonderful man. And not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Please cleanse everything, every part of my body. Jesus answered, a person who has had bath needs only to wash his feet. Statements maybe says that feet is symbolize our sin. So this story is a symbolize that Jesus' cross cleanses our dirtiest place, our sin. So if I cleanse your sin, your whole body is clean. So you don't need to cleanse everything. And you're clean, though not every one of you. Judas Iscariot is not clean. For he knew who was going to betray him, right? So when he had washed their feet, and he said, do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, rightly so, for that what I am. Jesus knew. He's a teacher and the Lord, he's a God. But he showed the model, he showed the example to us to show us that you should do as I have done for you. So we do wash our feet. Of course, if you want, go ahead. maybe after the service, we go downstairs and wash our feet. no. But the important point is what? We have to show our love. You know, no matter how long we have, 1 minute, 2 minutes, you know, even before the most important job is waiting, what we have to do is show our love to neighbors, to our family, the people right in front of you, even the people who betrayed you. Jesus cleansed, Jesus washed Judas Iscariot's feet too. You know that? He washed Judas' feet. Maybe I should change the theme of the scripture. Jesus washed Judas' feet. Show your love. No matter who he is or she, no matter who she is. She hates you, he hates you. Show your love. No matter where you are. Even in the most important dinner, most important time, you are the one who invited. You are the Lord, the center of the dinner. Stand up and show the love. What did Jesus did? The story said, we can show our love anytime, any kind of situation, and do your best like Jesus did. Take off your clothes, put your towel on the waist, pour the water into the basin, then cleanse the feet. And what Jesus said, now that you know these things, verse 17, you will be blessed if you do them. Jesus said, if you do them. Jesus did not say, if you do read them, if you learn them. No, if you do them, you are blessed. That's the Jesus became the model of disciples. And this is the key. We are blessed. You know, if you want to be blessed, your life, Show your love. You're blessed. And this is the story we have to read every morning, and we have to start our day. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you for bringing us here, not to just sing a beautiful songs, not to pray, but to know Jesus Christ. Lord, we meet you today. We know Jesus Christ a little bit more, but we have to do like Jesus did. Jesus showed you his love to full extent. Even the last moment, last minute, last second, he showed his love. Even the one who betrayed him. Lord, thank you for this teaching. Lord, we obey your command this week, and we will experience that the blessing, heavenly blessing from Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.